This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, going into convention, the 26th, coming up here really, really quick. Just 10 days away. Get your tickets if you're in the Northern or California area. We've got people flying in from all over the place to be a part of history. The only constitutional convention that's being convened over a period of time, actually, following the Constitution of the United States. So much for the con, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so we are just absolutely stacked up with more news. We're on that 24/7, 365 news cycle. You're spinning. And we're here to unspin for you. We're going to unpackage the spinning, so to speak, here on Agenda 21 Radio. The call-in line is 215-867-8255. We'll be getting to that in a little bit. Okay, so what is really going on? A couple of stories that we're going to be covering. David Webb, you probably heard of David Webb. He's on the radio. He's quite the radio personality. He's also with Fox News. He contributed with Fox News. I think he's got one of that Fox thing that comes streaming. I think he's got a show going on there. But David Webb is black, and he has white privilege. We're going to talk about that. And my experience with David Webb, who is, by the way, a class act. If you don't know who David Webb is, we'll do a little introduction for you. He is an absolute class act in terms of conservative circles, and I met him. I'll be talking about my meeting with him. Anyway, so David Webb is one of the first things I don't know if we're going to be the first thing. We got just tons of things. Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute is going to be joining us in the third hour, and he's going to be talking about, New California, the justification for various and sundry things that are going on in California legal circles and also the nation, because they do handle a lot of things around the nation in terms of religious aspects to schooling and education. That's a big thing with them. And protecting our First Amendment rights is absolutely huge with the Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad will be with us in the third hour. Brad is a friend of our radio show. He's been on the show numerous times. Not so much lately because of all the things that have been going on, the chaos that's been going on, I guess you'd say, in the last year and a half. But for many, many years, he was a regular. We play his, on some of the other things that we do radio-wise, we play his Dacus reports that come out they come out on Friday and they play them on Saturday. So we've got that one going on. And, of course, the caravan, another caravan. They say, oh, it's only 2,000. And, you know, we talked about this yesterday, that norming, if you will, trying to norm, the media is apparently trying to norm caravanning. Like, it's the new normal, right? And those people, you know, I mean, it's not the people, it's not the caravanners themselves. We all get what they want. And we want to get it to them the legal way. We don't have an issue with that. The problem is people are making major money on them. And, of course, we're going to start calling out in all the religious organizations that are making billions of dollars every year that the taxpayers are funding. How do you like that little trick? That was something that Obama brought in the last 8 years. And we're going to be talking about how we're going to stop that, because we are going to stop it one way or another. And what's brewing on down there in Venezuela? How serious is the situation that's down there? We're hearing reports of the Chinese Navy being off the coast of Venezuela. Now, this is something that's been going on a long time, and we've been monitoring this and watching what's been going on down in Venezuela, some serious things. And we brought to you information that we've known about for a long time, but we finally brought it to you the last couple of weeks about how the caravan is being set up, sort of a drip, drip, drip type of a slow motion process to bring illegals into this country. We talked about, you know, working with the American Land Forces Institute as early as 2008 as somebody who was helping us and assisting us in terms of information and data. And they were a sponsor of the radio show. We ran advertisements for them and everything. And they helped a lot of veterans and still do, the American Land Forces, ALFIE, American Land Forces Institute. And Jack Pryor, who was the person who was our contact person, was telling us information back then about how they, because of their logistical knowledge militarily, how they were assisting the Texas Rangers in Texas. This is in 2008, 9, and 10, and 11, and we got that terminology that people started to circulate around the early 2010-ish area of OTMs, other than Mexicans, because what they were finding is they were starting to get people coming across the border. The Border Patrol was, there were OTMs, other than Mexicans, and these other than Mexicans turned out to be people that were coming from Muslim countries. And a lot of them were known terrorists. Now, this is kind of shocking, that people are saying that you heard this just came out last week, that there was Sarah Huckabee Sanders misspoke about the numbers of terrorists that were being caught. And they jumped all over and said, well, these are all coming in from the airports. Well, the reason why they're coming into the airports is because they've been choked off by programs such as what ALFIE was doing with the Texas Rangers and others. They've figured out another way to come across the border, which is doesn't diminish the fact that that was the number that was correct. But, you know, everybody was shocked that that wasn't happening actually at the border. Well, really? There is a border. The border extends to the airports, of course, and international. They should have been, people should be, we should be tightening up the screening there. And also remember that of the 19 hijackers who caused 9/11, I think they were all in legally at one point in time. So that, you know, terrorism, it knows no boundaries, and they're very fluid. And that was the point about what we're telling you about with these individuals that are coming from Venezuela and through Colombia and into Panama and into Nicaragua and into Mexico. They're being, you know, through Honduras and so on, they're being streamed up, basically, very similar to what you used to know as an underground railroad in the Civil War era, as they were trying to get slaves out of the South. They're very sneaky, to say the least, and it's very dangerous for some of them. But all the way, they're being aided and abetted by basically law enforcement and the governmental agencies that you find in Panama, in Honduras, in Guatemala, yeah, in Nicaragua. How convenient, because it's called payola and money in the people behind it, the cartels, which are moving all these people. There's a huge international narco cartel business that goes on. People don't know that. James Comey knows that, and so does Hillary Rodham Clinton, and so does, well, people like Ben Rhodes and Susan Rice, and I can go on and on and on. They all know about these international cartels that are funneling money by way of drugs, and the cartels make their money, make billions of dollars every month. They make their money on human trafficking and drug trafficking. And we have this huge opioid crisis here in the United States. Well, where does all that come from? A lot of the opiates come from Mexico. And how does it get here? By way of the cartels. And how does it get? How does it interact with the marijuana business in the United States? Well, it interacts very, very well, because they make money hand over fist off this stuff. That's what happens. And, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton, it's kind of interesting. I love the segue here, because it was Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama who was working with HSBC to funnel money into creating ISIS. Yeah, remember that? And Benghazi? And guess what? Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes now, they have to testify about Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails in regards to Benghazi. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on here, of course, and we're happy to bring it to you. Happy to bring it to you. A little bit of a plug for New California and the state that's going to be the state, the next state, 51st State of the Union. Amazing stuff going on, I'm telling you. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing what is going on. So anyway, we invite you. This is going to be in Roseville, California at the Veterans Hall on the 26th. Doors open at 7:30. Actually, start the registration. We get started. Actually, I think it's open at 7. Be kind of chaotic because we're going to be setting up and stuff. But anyway, Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute, will not be there, but he's going to be on the radio show today in the third hour. And his friend Kevin Snyder, who's an associate out of Sacramento that works with the Pacific Justice Institute, will be one of the main speakers. And we have some other little surprises for you. A big event going on, big things happening. You want to be there because it's the state of New California is really rising now and taking shape. It really is taking shape. It's it's just phenomenal to see what's going on with all the people involved and getting more involved and making commitments and things like that. It's very, very, very difficult in this era because we're making a transition from California as a state to a new state. And, you know, once people, it's kind of like the sun is rising. You know, back in the day, the Beatles had that song about the morning, the sun coming up in the morning. Dun, 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 dun. You know that one. Anyway, that's what's happening in California. The sun is really starting to shine on New California and the darkened history of California will be gone forever from about 85% of what is California today. New California will be in the rural areas, and the border is going to be kind of interesting. But anyway, that's going to be it. Go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get more information, newcaliforniastate.com, about how you can become a part of the 51st state. And by the way, we have people internationally and nationally all over that are contributing money. We appreciate the money. We absolutely do. We take money. We take money. And we take it and we use it, obviously, for New California needs. And we do appreciate all those people who have donated to us, and there's a lot more coming. We understand that. But if you do want to get involved, you just fill out the volunteer tab. Go to the tab there on the radio or on the website and click on volunteer and give us your information. We'll get back to you. Get on the mailing list. There's stuff going out today through that list and through other lists as well. So anyway, this is a big moment, obviously, and we're really kind of excited about it. Okay, so anyway, getting back to the stories at hand. Stories at hand. Boot of Brussels. This is one of our stories that we're going to do it here? No, I'm going to talk about this in the second hour, but I just kind of give you a prep. Botched Brexit. I think it's an attempt to stop the Brexit movement so that Great Britain does not remove itself from the EU. And I think that Theresa May, who is been a party to all this, has been a big part of actually making that happen, which is really sad. The British people want to have their sovereignty back, and it's it's one of these things where the deep state operators don't want to give up Great Britain because they have too much to suck off the teat, if you will, of the English people, the British, because the EU needs their money. That's really what it is. It's socialism to the max, and we're seeing it play out. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. Now, I do want to let you know about the couple of things going on with the, with the caravans. And yesterday, it's kind of an interesting day yesterday. Maybe it was the 14th. Today, a day and a half ago, you may have been hearing about this. Laura Loomer and R. Will Johnson decide that they're going to go to Speaker Pelosi's mansion, because she has a big wall, of course, and set up tents in preparation of the caravans. Yeah, isn't that clever? Set up tents in preparation.
Vehicular-related fatalities have gone up 19%.
This is Laura Loomer.
Some people would call that like a part of the crisis.
Yeah, they're on the property now, on the front lawn, and they're setting up a tent. You can probably hear this in the background.
Feelings, not facts. Keep it low. Keep it low. Keep it low. Let me help you out. Yeah. Top on.
So they're setting up this tent. Laura Loomer has a hard hat, and there's yellow vesters.
Okay. We gotta have jobs. We gotta have jobs.
Here comes Will now. He's
jobs. When you get here to the sanctuary, Nancy Pelosi's house, you have to have a job. So we're providing jobs.
One of her mansions.
We're at one of her mansions in California, where Laura Loomer and some illegal aliens have jumped her wall here. And they are setting up sanctuary.
Aha! Uh-huh. Sanctuary on Nancy Pelosi's house.
Come over here.
Yep, they're setting up a tent. Oh, there's Will. Oh, Will's on the TV now. Will Johnson.
Let me zoom out a little bit here.
Got to adjust the YouTube.
So, everyone that just joined us, we're in Northern California. This is one of Nancy Pelosi's many mansions. She has a vineyard here. And what you see behind me are a group of people with Laura Loomer. They're illegals that jump this small wall. And that this
yellow
vest. This is what they're talking about when walls don't work. This is what the Democrats and the liberals, they're talking about when the walls don't work. They jumped with these illegals, and they're setting up sanctuary here at Nancy Pelosi, one of her many mansions. You can see them right here in the background. Please share this. Get this out there. For anyone who's seeking sanctuary, right here is a prime location.
Ah.
You can come here. According to Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats, these locations are open to you. Anyone. Gavin Newsom, which is Nancy Pelosi's nephew, just said that everyone is welcome. This is sanctuary for all. Came out of his mouth. That's directly with Nancy Pelosi family. So that means her location here is completely open to everybody. If you are illegal, if you're a criminal, if you've done some of the hideous things in this nation and you're seeking sanctuary, it is right here for you. Anybody, everybody who commits a crime, sanctuary. And they're setting it up right now for you here at Nancy Pelosi's, one of her many, many mansions. Please share this, because the mainstream media is not going to tell anyone about this. This is sanctuary.
Oh, no. Now, I don't support going onto other people's property and, you know, that sort of thing. But I find it a little bit humorous that Nancy Pelosi, who has been espousing such a open sanctuary state, and of course with Gavin Newsom being the nephew, of course, of Nancy, but a lot of people don't know that. Anyway, so you've got this situation where they're out in the front yard of Nancy Pelosi's house. She's got a fence and everything, and obviously they've hopped the fence and they're trespassing. That's really what it is. So I don't support that, but. Anyway, it is a rather humorous picture to see here, them setting up this tent with illegals, by the way, wearing yellow vests. I hate it when this happens, right? The yellow vesters are there on her property. That is not a good visual for her. So, can you imagine that? This is just an absolutely epic. I got a picture of this. I'm going to put it up on the website of the yellow. The yellow vesters, well, it's not New California yellow vesters. No. These are illegal foreign nationals that apparently they brought in. They put the vest on them for that reason. But it's pretty obvious that what we have here is a situation where Nancy Pelosi can't feel comfortable because she's being invaded on her own property. Anyway. I don't know about you, but I feel a little uncomfortable that my sovereignty in our country is being invaded. We'll be back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so the big brouhaha, one of them, was with David Webb. Now, you might know David Webb from Fox News, and other places. And he's quite the personality. I met David Webb. It's kind of an interesting little story. We're going to get into this. CNN legal analyst Areva Martin accuses David Webb of white privilege before learning, well, We're gonna kind of get into this right now. See if we can get this gets actually playing correctly. We're going down a ski slope right now. I pulled up a Fox News clip here, so we're gonna play this and so you can hear it, and it will let you find out what happened here with David Webb and Areva Martin. And I'll tell you a little story about David Webb because I had a chance to sit and talk with him, and well, I had to be corrected. Oh, they aren't saying anything about that. They're not putting it out there. Come on, you guys. This is terrible. You guys have a clip of him saying this stuff. Anyway, now I got to go search it where they've got the real clip here on Fox to find it. Well, that's stupid. Sorry, Fox News, but you guys should have been better than this. Anyway, so what happened was that David Webb gets on her show, or she's on his show, and she comes back and accuses David Webb of white privilege before she learns that he's black, David Webb. Isn't that kind of a that's kind of a problem now, isn't it? David Webb is a black guy, and he is a class act. He's excellent. He has been excellent on all the things going on in conservative circles, there's no question about it. But David Webb being accused of being white and having white privilege during the segment of a radio program before he broke the news to her. Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black, Webb said. Says the embarrassing moment occurred during a discussion about experiencing more important than race about experience being more important than race when determining whether or not someone is qualified for a particular job. Now, listen, I've had a David Webb experience with something similar to this, so I'm gonna come out cleanly on this. So I do understand her plight. So I'm somewhat empathetic. Not as nearly as bad as she is. Anyway, the embarrassing moment occurred during a discussion about experience being more important than race. I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I've never considered my color the issue. I consider my qualifications the issue, Webb said. That's a whole another long conversation about white privilege. The things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of, said Martin. Oh, no. Who also hosts CBS, Face the Truth. A dumbfounded Webb asked, how do I have the privilege of white privilege? The moment here where he's saying this, of course, he's got the rope out on her now. He's got the rope right around her neck, and she's running with it. She's running. And, of course, she was a little bit embarrassed. This is the Fox Nation host. Then, that's a show on the alternative Fox channel, then explained that he was actually black. I stand corrected, Martin said. Webb scolded Martin for running with an assumption, and then she blamed the team for providing inaccurate information. That's actually insulting, Webb said. It is, and I apologize, Martin replied. I was given wrong information. Martin's spokesperson declined a request for comment. Oh, I like the fact that Webb scolded Martin for running with an assumption, and then she blamed her team for providing the information. Well, and you know, David Webb, I got to tell you, I was at CPAC a couple years ago, walking along Radio Row, and there's David Webb. And I walk up and say, David Webb, I'm Paul Preston and stuff like that. And I said that. You know, I think that it's really important that, you know, you're doing a really good job. I didn't say David Webb. I introduced myself, and then I said Dave. I said another person's name, a black host on another show, and he's looking at me and he's smiling, and the guy next to him is smiling. I'm not getting it. It's like I'm being honest with him. I love his show. I love what he's doing and everything. And he looked at me and says, "Well, Paul," he says, "I'm not that guy. I'm David Webb." And I was thinking David Webb, but I said the other guy's, and I didn't even realize it. I said, I was like, but I don't know why I relay that to you, but I said it can be a mistake. She didn't make a mistake. You know, there was nothing about race involved with David Webb and myself. I made an honest mistake, but he was gracious about it, and we all laughed. But so embarrassed, because I was embarrassed. But he handled it so graciously and with such class and dignity with me. You know, I just had so much more respect for him, even much more so than when I even, you know, before I even met him. And made my presence known, but we were laughing. You know, he was very good-natured about it. And he said, "That's one of the best things that's ever happened to me today." So, you know, this is what amazes me. About these people have multiple millions of dollars and they're going out making that kind of mistake. And she's black. This Areva Johnson, or whatever her name is, Areva Martin, she's black. So she accuses David Webb. What's wrong with that picture?
The word, and often use the word white privilege as an argument in policy debates.
But an exchange that took place on the radio yesterday between host David Webb and legal analyst Areva Martin was pretty embarrassing for her.
Well,
that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay.
Boom.
David Webb joins us, the host of Fox Nation's Reality Check. David, when she said that to you, obviously you were not face-to-face?
No, we were not. We were on the radio, which is what obviously makes this really interesting to me, that forget tone, voice, being prepped, as I said to her, she immediately defaulted to an attack, which is a false narrative. There is no such thing as white privilege. There's earned privilege in life that you work for. There are those who may have a form of privilege that they exert on others in a form of influence. But this is about more than just what she said and the embarrassment, and she should be, but the default to this easy false narrative.
What went through your mind when she said that? Mm. Your comeback was pretty quick. And what did she say after she learned that you were black?
Well, she apologized. She, you know, you're caught. What do you do? So she apologized. But in that apology, she throws her team under the bus. And I, first of all, I have never done that to anyone that's ever worked on any of my shows on radio or television. I would never do that. So frankly, they should consider why they're being thrown away. But I have a question. Who gives you the wrong information that I'm white come on my radio show? About that for a minute.
What did she say for her team? What was the bad information?
They gave her the wrong information. So
we're going to come back to this. David Webb, class act, as you can tell. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
My question, how do you give someone the wrong information about my skin color? But, you know, I also went into something, and I want people to understand this. This is a serious conversation to be taken from this. As I've said before, our skin is an organ. It doesn't think. It doesn't formulate ideas. Let's look at it that way and go back to the ideas in our head, the ideas in our mind, and the things we need to discuss.
So here's the thing. Let's look at the whole issue in particular. You had a set of beliefs that she just assumed made you white because you believe what?
Because I was talking about law and process and due process. To be fair, we had a long conversation, probably about 12 minutes or so, going into this portion of my interview with her. And it was a fair exchange of ideas. We were talking about issues where we agree, disagree. We're talking about proof, all things that relate to that. And then we got into the story of media coverage, the CBS coverage team that was tweeted out by AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're being attacked because of color. And that's how we came around to this. Then I talked about qualifications. I'd been through different genres in radio, as you guys know. Rock, urban, hip-hop, you name it. And I've been through different genres in talk. And it was because I did the work, and that's why I made the qualification statement. But being on Patriot Radio with me and being on a conservative talk station, well, I must have been white. It was in her head. But I go back to, who gives you the wrong information about my skin color?
I think that was just her response. She was just caught. I don't think her producers tell her. I would imagine they're not telling her what color skin the person
is interviewing. Well, I don't look for color, but if I'm being interviewed, and we started here at some point together, right, what do? I go and I look and I go, who am I talking to? What do I know about him? Brian does radio. You and I have known each other a long time before you were even on this couch. Same thing, Steve. So what do? You look up who you're interviewing, a lawyer, an attorney. You don't go for color, but you go for information.
Clearly, she made a gigantic mistake, and she has apologized. Have you accepted the apology?
It wasn't about accepting or not accepting. She got caught. What I hope people take away from it, because I have no reason to diss her, and I did invite her back, by the way.
Good.
Said at the end of the interview, let's come back and have a longer conversation about white privilege as you see it. So that invitation is out there, and hopefully we can take from this and the media firestorm, that's what happens, and get into that discussion.
There's definitely a lesson that we can learn here. We can be better people and not make stereotypes and assumptions based on someone's beliefs or how they vote. But if this were happening, if the shoe were on the other foot, if you had done this to her, if a conservative had done this to a liberal,
it would be calls for firing. They would be pressuring advertisers. The machine on the left would have gone into full-blown action. They would have demanded that I be thrown off Fox, that I be thrown off SiriusXM Patriot, that I be out of the media and out of the world. And that's a problem, because even though I don't agree with her, I invited her back. I want to have the debate, because the debate lets us expose the ideas and let people decide for themselves. Like I said, our skin's an organ, right? It doesn't think. It doesn't formulate ideas. It just says, this is the result of your parentage.
We'll watch you more on Fox Nation and listen to you more on the radio.
And I always watch you guys in the morning when I'm prepping.
David Webb, a class act, like I said. He is an absolute class act. And like I said, I've met him. I did my faux pas with David Webb. He does a reality check now on Fox Nation, I guess, or whatever it's called. I don't know. Anyway, I think this is just hysterical. Because, you know, there's so much that goes on. This whole notion of white privilege is an extension of, critical race theory. That whole critical race theory that Obama got all wrapped up in, you know, with that professor out of Harvard who came up with the notion of critical race theory. This is back in the 80s. And he promulgated that thought process so that critical race theory means that the fundamental is that if you're white, you have certain racial bias to begin with, so everything you do is racist. That sprung into effect because Obama helped to promulgate it, and that was one of the big points about the last 4 years of the second term of an Obama administration was to inject critical race theory. And they had already set this whole process up, nonprofits starting to infiltrate the education system. I saw this as an educator happening, and this started happening in the 90s, as early as the 90s. In fact, I sponsored two conferences back in the 90s out of Orange County called Tolerance in the 1990s, Tolerance in the 1990s, to blunt this, because I saw this coming into the education system. I said, this is not good, this critical race theory stuff. And what it was, of course, this is where you start getting into tossed salads, and you get rid of the whole notion of assimilation. So you have identity politics that pop up, get it? Race identity and all that good stuff. White privilege is just an offshoot of that. And they started getting into in-services. In-servicing staff members. And right now it's just a cottage industry that's out there. That's why all these universities and so on have all these programs for the social justice programs. This is all spilled down to the elementary level now. That's what this is an extension of. So now... That's interesting. He's got a picture. This is a picture I'm looking right now. They're playing a David Webb thing of Radio Row at CPAC. I remember seeing him say, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, this is how deep it is. And you had certain nonprofits out of San Francisco that really helped to push this nationally under the Obama administration. And, of course, it's all throughout the education system now. And, LGBTQ, TRS, and P, and J, and K has also been an extension of that. So the social justice warrioring, which is really an extension of critical race theory, is one of the things, don't forget this, one of the things that Andrew Breitbart was going to out the day that he died in a press conference was the notion of critical race theory, and that Obama was promulgating this. And Obama had deep associations with these people that were setting up critical race theories throughout the nation, and that was going to be a huge emphasis on what he was doing as a president. And it was, and it is, and has been. Look at the result. David Webb is being called a white man when he's not a white man because he's privileged. He's privileged simply because of it. I mean, that radio does this to people. It outs them in such a brilliant way. Take away the color, and what's the thought? Oh, David Webb's got this white privilege. Right. Those founding fathers gave him white privilege. Oh, I'm sorry, he's black? Black skin? His parents gave him that, but the founding fathers gave him freedom and liberty, not slavery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We've used the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Brexit fail. That's what we're going to be talking about in the next hour. What's going on in Brexit? Brexit. Theresa May. Just, I don't know, trying to destroy Great Britain. And are they going to force another vote and overturn the original Brexit vote? Well, we'll see. We'll see. This is a big moment in European history. If Great Britain goes back on Brexit and goes back into the EU with all the... That's the end of Great Britain. It totally is. Their sovereignty will be destroyed because they don't have any sovereignty with the EU. But we're gonna find out about that. Remember to visit our website, though. We're A21R.com. You get all the information that's there. We were just doing on some amazing things with what is going on with... all these stories that we have about David Webb and the left. It's going to be popcorn and soda pop time. Well, it is now. We're going to talk about Benghazi in the second hour also. Some things that we've been telling you about and longtime listeners of Agenda since 2013, since 2012. September 11, 2012, Benghazi. We're going to be talking about that. It hasn't gone away. And watch the movie 13 Hours, The Silent Soldiers of Benghazi, because that tells the whole story about the attack on Benghazi. It's a truthful story. And by the way, much credit to Chris Street and to other people that were at the time telling us what was going on in Benghazi. We were getting almost real-time updates on what was happening in Benghazi. And it wasn't pretty. With 18 hours of that whole situation, we had the complete story. We have not deviated from the story. And it's very interesting because guess what? Ben Rhodes, big player in this, and Susan Rice, they have to, they're going to be deposed. A judge ordered them to be deposed and tell the truth about what happened in Benghazi. Big deal. We'll be talking about that in the second hour. But thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.